Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ila Daf Yud Aleph, Mi'ila 11. In today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the laws of trespassing as it relates to the blood of the sacrificial offering, the Dam, and also as it relates to the Nechasim, to the libations. With respect to the libations, the Torah teaches us in Bamidbar, Numbers, chapters 15, verses 3 through 12, that with every offering that is brought on the temple, on the altar, a person needs to bring a mincha and a nesachim, a grain offering and a flour, and also the libations. The mincha is the flour that was mixed with olive oil that was burned on the altar, and the nesachim is the wine that was poured onto the altar. There's possibly a dispute about where the wine was poured. According to the Rambam in his Laws of Karbanos, chapter 2, Halacha Aleph, that it was. He says, Yotzkim es hayayin al yisod hamizbech, that the wine is poured onto the yisod, which is the base of the altar. However, according to the Ravid, he says it was poured into a container, a special bowl that was designated, that was found on the top of the altar on the southwestern corner of the altar, and from there it would go off of that and flow into the beneath that on the altar. However, the Lecha Mishnah writes that even according to the Rambam, it was first poured into this bowl, and after that it was poured into the yisod of the altar. So Rabbi Shimon says, back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that the blood, hadam, with respect to the blood, we say kal b'tchilah v'chamor b'sofo. It has a leniency in the beginning, but has a stringency at the end. Whereas the nesachim, the wine and libation, and possibly also the water, because Rambam also adds the water, because the water is something we do as a libation on Sukkos. With respect to the wine and the water, there is a law with respect to that is chomer b'tchilas, and that is strict at the beginning, v'chal b'sofan, and lenient at the end. So the Mishnah clarifies, adam b'tchilas, so the blood at the beginning, before it, after it was slaughtered, but before it flowed out to the Nachal Kidron, we say Ein Molin, and there's no trespassing. And the Gemara explains that the reason is because the blood was meant for, either because of a verse, the blood was meant for a kapara, for an atonement, and not for me'ila, not for trespassing. I mean, Hashem gave us the blood not to sin with, but to serve as an atonement. However, once it goes out to the Nachal Kidron, Yatza and Nachal Kidron, then Moal and Bo, then the rabbis established that there is Mi'ila. So it seems to be a rabbinic trespassing. And meaning to say we can't use this blood, a person should not be able to use this blood for their own benefit. However, as it relates to the Nesachim, to these libations, B'tchilasan, prior to them being poured on the altar, Molin Ba'ahen. And if a person would come and try to misuse this wine, then we say that a person has trespassed and is in violation of Me'ila. However, after the libation was poured on the altar, Yardu, it went down via a hole, as Rashi says in Sukkah, where there's a big discussion of this in Sukkah 48b, if it goes down the hole to the bottom of the Mizbech, which is called the Shitin, then at that point, the Ein Molin Bahen. Once it has reached the Shitin, there is no longer Mi'ila involved. What does the word Shitin mean? Rashi tells us in Tractate Makos 11a that it comes from an expression of Yesodot, foundation. And so too, it appears in the book of Ezra, V'ushaya Yachitu. That is perhaps the source for the word Shitin, means foundations. What is the Shitin? So the Shitin is, there's actually a machlokas about this in the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Tes Amid Aleph, as to what the Shitin were. We know that they were something like an open space that was underneath the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, where the wine was supposed to go. So what were they? So one position in the Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Tes Amid Aleph, and this is the majority position, was that they were just underground pits, which were always there always next to the Mizbeach, and yet when David HaMelech came, David HaMelech discovered them, and that these shitin go down forever, that there's no bottom to them. However, then there's the position of Rebbe Elazar Barab Tzaddik, which is actually quoted in our Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. He says that the shitin were not there from the creation of the world, but they were man-made, and that they were of a limited size and space underneath the Mizbeach, and that they would remain there, and that they were emptied out. And that's what he writes. The Gemara cites this position of Rebbe Elazar bar Rabbi Tzaddik on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Lema Masnis, and the Gemara wants to say that maybe our Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar bar Rabbi Tzaddik for a different reason, but it cites Rebbe Elazar bar Tzaddik says, Lul Katan Haya, that there was a Lul Katan, there was a small chamber between the ramp and the altar, b'maravo shel kevesh, on the western side, and achas l'shivim shana, pirchei kohuna yardim, once every 70 years, the kohanim would go down to the shitin, and they would bring up from there, mevi'in yayin karush, every 70 years, they would bring up the congealed wine, which was similar to an igue tvela, to a pressed fig, v'sarfen osabekdusha, and they would burn it in holiness. We see from here a deep idea. Every 70 years there needs to be a going down into the pit and bringing up the congealed wine and recognizing that it should be burnt in holiness. A very powerful concept.